from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
I'll tell you where Lou Holtz is. Lou Holtz is just kind of enjoying life, I'm sure. Enjoying retirement. Or coaching retirement on TV still.
I'm sure being stressed about something.
How are we going to do that?
Oh, they put their pants on the same way you do. Bad news for Bobby's University and Peyton's. University of Texas Longhorns. They have lost running back C.J. Baxter to a season-ending knee injury. Now, in the NFL, I'd be like, not a big deal. College, the feature running back is still a very important part of college football, because a feature running back in college football, a really, really good one, will average you about 8 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Right? You're not getting 3 and 4 yards a carry in college. Like, if you're a tremendous running back, you're going to average like 8 yards a carry.
We've had we've had some bad luck at the University of Texas with
running
backs.
That's what they call it, kids. That's what they call it. The most underachieving athletic department in sports calls it bad luck.
We've had bad luck with injuries at the running back position. That's true. C.J. Baxter was the starter last year. He hurts his foot. He misses a couple games then. Jonathan Brooks took over and seized the job. Then Jonathan Brooks rips up his ACL near the end of last year and was done for the year, and Baxter got the job back, and now this happens to C.J. Baxter. So,
by the way, he was the first true freshman to start the season opener since Peyton at Texas.
Bijan Robinson.
No.
Cedric Benson.
Ricky Williams.
Mm.
The first true freshman to start the season opener.
Good
and
for
he
him.
Left the game with 38 yards on 5 carries and a rib injury.
So he's hurt his rib, his foot, and
now his ACL.
So that's wonderful. We've just had, like I said, that is bad luck.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
a lot of things have been in our control. A lot of things we've screwed up ourselves at the University of Texas. And yes, Fantext, I see you. I see you guys saying, Bobby Peyton, stop saying we. I'm going to say we.
Oh!
Because the T-shirt Texan is still a Texan. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, buddy. Is this a season killer? No. It's a depth issue. At the NFL level, you know, injuries do kill teams. At the college level, they hurt. But, I mean, you've got 100 scholarship athletes. And a team like Texas probably has another 4-star running back right behind them. That'll be just fine.
Yeah, but, I mean, C.J. Baxter is...
good player.
He's a really good player. I mean, he was the number one running back coming out of his recruiting class.
Yeah, he was number 30 overall.
Yeah, and so he's... he's a stud.
Yes, he is.
And last year, they were able to fall back on Jonathan Brooks, who was arguably the top running back in the draft last year, ended up in Carolina.
Yeah, but a school like Texas, I mean, everybody who goes there probably has NFL aspirations. If you get a scholarship at a school like Texas, you probably have, it's in your head that you've got a legitimate chance to make the NFL, which means that the backup for C.J. Baxter is probably a 4-star player.
I mean, yeah, you typically, like Texas.
Because I think Texas has like 75% of their roster makeup as 4 or 5-star guys.
Oh, has it gone down? Is that what it is?
Is that, was it higher?
I'm kidding.
Because they're generally among the leaders. I mean, should be at least.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, they do have a, they've got a deep roster, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's Jaden Blue was a four-star prospect. He's right behind. And yeah, you stack him up. You continue to move forward. Put your head down. Keep it going. But I mean, this is
keep grinding.
This is tough the last 2 years, just how many injuries CJ's had to deal with.
Yeah, it really is. It does stink for him. They'll still be good though. They got a good offensive line and a loaded room. Oh man, the NCAA in all their power has handed down a 4-year show cause penalty to Jim Harbaugh for impermissible contact with recruits and players while restricted during the COVID pandemic, banning him from college athletics until August of 2028. Again, he is banned from coaching the University of Michigan until August of 2028. Terrible Ooh. News for Jim he's at the LA Chargers.
Oh
man. How is he going to handle this punishment, Bobby?
Well, let's see here.
What a toothless punishment this is.
So when is he eligible to coach again?
August of 2028.
Okay. So that would be 1 year before
he gets
his
fired.
Contract with the Chargers runs out.
Right.
So
what?
I told you the NCAA joke. Is spineless. This is why they aren't going to do S.
No.
Sharon Moore. Sharon Moore is going to coast.
He's going to show cost.
This isn't even related to the sign stealing.
No, but Sharon Moore is going to be related to COVID recruiting as well.
That, but I'm saying Sharon Moore, that like they're going to go hard on Harbaugh here because that's the only option they have. It makes them look like they're tough when in reality they're not. It's the same thing as like when you cut some practice squad guy or some back end of the roster guy for an issue or they did something wrong, and then you try to hold that up as like, yeah, we don't tolerate things like that around here with this football team. But then, you know, if your star player does it, then you're like, well, you know, I mean, there's context here.
Look, they're not going to take any wins away, and nor should they. Nor should they. Because I don't believe that you can just remove titles. We've seen it. The memory. What's more important? The banner at the Globe or your memory of the final out?
Okay, but why did it get taken away?
What's
like,
that?
Like, if you were to take away stuff based on COVID recruiting.
Yeah, because they're not going to take it away because it's not players that were playing illegally. They were not there because they were paid.
But even if they did,
I mean, they were.
Like we talked about the other day with USC. Well, Reggie Bush was ineligible.
Right. That's different.
But again, it's also like, I don't care.
I don't care either. But the NCAA views that. So they would take away wins if the players were ineligible. The players weren't ineligible here.
Right. So what I'm saying, though, is I don't think that matters. But if you told me Texas had done something to cheat the system, like had done something to cheat within games a la Astros, and you took away the banner, that sucks. And I'm feeling
it sucks, but you
I don't think I feel like they won if that happens.
To me it's the championship's about in the moment. Like, you don't worry about the championship anymore.
Of course you're justifying this, Astros fan.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, like, you know, in the moment it doesn't change how you felt in the moment.
That's just how I felt at the moment, but then it's also like, okay, well, I guess that wasn't ever really real because they cheated.
Yeah, but in the moment, again, like it's the championship is felt at the time, not 20 years later.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, the Cowboys fans really feel the championship being 30 years ago.
Yeah. See, so. If you were to take away all the banners from the Cowboys, it wouldn't matter one bit. If you were alive and you saw them, you got the benefit of the title. And now, I mean, we're so far away from the title, we don't remember him anyway.
I mean, I do. I remember
I remember where I was. I was line dancing during the last Super Bowl.
Were you?
Yeah.
What was the song?
I have no idea. It was at the Colorado Cafe. It was a Sunday night. All right, that's what we did every Sunday night. We went country dancing every Sunday night in high school.
If Bubba can dance, because
my parents, like my dad, was like, I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch football.
Why?
He just did. So it was never on. So
baseball purist.
He was. He was a baseball purist. Mm. So Harbaugh gets this ridiculous BS punishment that won't matter one bit. Did you see the Colorado edit, Bobby Belt?
I did. Gosh, it was bad.
Try to explain this to me.
All right.
Because Colorado posted a different photo and a different video saying, no, this is the real thing. But that was debunked too.
Yeah, so this is... It's bad. This essentially is you see Shedeur Sanders drop back and throw the ball down the field. And it's like from a far away shot. Like, he rips the ball down the field and the camera goes up to track it. And then as it comes down, you see the receiver catch the ball, like make a crazy catch in the end zone. The problem is the trajectory of where the kid caught the ball versus the trajectory of the ball that Shedeur had thrown. There's zero chance. This was a high arcing ball that Shedeur had thrown. And when you see the cut, it's so clear. Like, that was a line drive that was just thrown to this kid that he caught. And so it was clearly a bit of fake news, bit of editing. And they took the two shots, and in the transition of following the ball in the sky, they do this rapid kind of cut that makes it look like that was the throw that he caught. And he didn't. It's a bad looking edit. And this is really bad coming on the heels of the Colorado story we got earlier this week, where we had a lot of people telling us, no, that was the fake thing, was that Colorado story.
Oh, that was proven even more real.
Yeah.
Like, other people have come out with the same story and shown that is 100% true.
Because you were starting to doubt it a little bit yesterday. When you got like two or three messages, you're like, are we sure this is real?
I just asked, are we sure this is real?
No, but like you got enough of them that you're like, did we miss something here? And then it's like, no,
that's real.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. You base it on, you know, a lot of on the publication. Athlon's pretty legit.
Athlon's become pretty legit over time.
So Arkansas trolled them with their quarterback throwing a screen pass followed by a quick cut to a deep bomb.
Yeah.
And then Colorado claps back with, yeah, guys, this is the real video unedited. And it was a pass thrown. The way it was thrown, you see a guy on the wrong sideline, the same guy on the wrong sideline of both videos. And I was like, okay, you just proved that it was a fake video.
Have you ever seen Usual Suspects?
Well, Kaiser Sose, absolutely.
Or not Usual Suspects, The Untouchables. Have you ever seen The Untouchables?
No.
Okay, The Untouchables was a Brian De Palma film. It was, you know, that's the Chicago way. It's Sean Connery and the story of Al Capone. They used to have some of the worst edits where they would take these, like a shot of, an opera singer here, and here's Al Capone in the audience listening to it. And it was so clearly two different shots that they had spliced together, and it looked really awful. That looked better than what Colorado edited yesterday. The Colorado edit was like, I mean, Ryan, they should hire Ryan. Ryan would have made sure that was a cleaner looking
man. Edit. You mean broadcast director of the evening news? West Texas, Ryan.
He's already got a bigger title than I do.
Man, Appalachian State. Let's head on over there. One player was caught beating another player with his own helmet. This is a Miles Garrett situation. This is baby Miles. So this guy, he rips the helmet off and just starts obliterating his teammate with this. So there was this, this play happens, great swim move in there, and all of a sudden he rips the helmet off of the offensive lineman, runs it back, and then bam! Now, he had the Guardian cap on.
Thank God. Guardiansports.com.
Absolutely.
You can enter on the 105 through the fan contest page for a set of 10 Guardian caps for your team this season.
But here we go. We get an App State football player just absolutely unloading on an offensive lineman. He rips his helmet off and then swings on him. Big yikes.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. You remember when it happened with Miles Garrett? There was talk from a lot of people that, like, you could charge him with, you know.
That was Mason Rudolph?
Yep.
Do we ever know what happened? Did Mason say something that I know that was the initial?
At the time, there was no report on what he said. I think that was a controversy because at first he said some stuff and that's all he said. And it was months later, I think Miles Garrett came out and claimed that Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur. And so that was something where there was a controversy there where it's like, why'd you just say he said some stuff? Why didn't you say what it was then? That would have done a lot to help clear you at the time. But that was the accusation there. Now, Mason Rudolph also has a history of being kind of a punk. So even if it wasn't that, I'm sure he did probably draw him off sides pretty heavily with some talk in his ear. But this is when that happened at the time, a lot of people were saying Miles Garrett has to be arrested, like prosecuted for this. That's a weapon. like swinging like that is worthy of assault.
I don't really care for using the law for on the field issues.
Now there's got to be a limit to
There's a limit to that. Like
did Albert Haynesworth get prosecuted for the stomp?
I don't remember. Like there's a limit that like when hockey, if you do a high stick on somebody, that's one thing. But if you do the whole Donald Brashear,
that did
get prosecuted, right? Yeah. Was it McSorley that did that?
Was it him or Bertuzzi? Bertuzzi. I don't know.
But that's different. And this may be different as well because you are using that as a weapon. It's Sean and RJ on 105 through the fan, a little college football kegger for you. Men, what would you do if your wife started to try to charge you for relations?
Start saving my money.
Do that next to the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Haters 1-0. Swing, and a ball popped up right side of the infield. Altuve onto the outfield turf makes the easy catch. The ball game is over, and the Houston Astros will take this series 2-1. They take the season series 7-6 as they win here this afternoon by the final score of 6-4.
Hixey with a call to game. You heard right here, Rangers lose by that 6-4 score. They lose the series to the Astros. They lose 2 out of 3. The Rangers now head to the White House today. We'll have a talk to Jared Sandler at 9 o'clock. They're at the White House today because they won the World Series last year. I don't know if you heard that, Bobby. They won the World Series last year.
I did. They won it fair and square, too.
They did.
That's the first fairly acquired World Series trophy in the history of the state of Texas.
That's true. Absolutely true. So they win it last year, which means they get to go to the White House. They're there today. And then they will take the train up to New York City, and they will play the Yankees for a weekend set. They will face Garrett Cole. They will face Garrett Cole, which you generally try to avoid him if you can.
You try.
But they will get Garrett Cole. Hader gets the save in this one. He's, as the kids would say, he's buns. I'm not a fan.
I know you hated
he's trash kid.
He's trash, man. He's trash.
You hated the idea of trading for him last year at the deadline. You remember that was one of the names we got, and wasn't he a free agent that they were being discussed as too? So yeah, like he's had a bit of a rough year.
Yeah, not a huge fan. I mean, he was great last year, but he pulled that BS where he didn't want to pitch. I'll pitch. I'm a four out save. I'm not doing a four out save. He's a loser, bit of a loser. Yeah. So, we'll talk to Sandman at 9 o'clock. Yeah. But there's some stories that we haven't caught up on over a week.
Yeah, let's do them. In fact, I'm gonna text Kristen right now and tell her you're doing this topic.
This is a transactional relationship, to say the least. A man has filed for divorce from his wife after she demanded that he pay for relations.
Oh, baby.
Now, she says he was overweight and bad in...
Wow.
She's like, if it was just one.
Yeah. If it was just one of the two.
Like, both, you're paying up.
But she said that he was overweight. And so this guy, he married in 2014. They have two kids. Problems began 3 years later after his soulmate restricted relations to once a month.
Okay.
All right. 2 years later, she refused to have relations with him at all and reportedly told his relatives that he was too fat and incompetent.
Why is she telling them this?
So,
like, she's like, hey, guys, I just wanted to update you on how your son's doing.
So Sarah's been watching 90 Day Fiance, and there's a couple on there, and the guy, and this story takes place in Taiwan. There's a guy from... I think he's from Korea, Asian country, but he says like in Asia, like it's like weight is a big deal.
But why?
And like he calls like the girl that he's dating in this 90 Day Fiance, who's not that overweight. She's not overweight at all. He calls her Piggy because she's a little plump in his eyes. So like, I don't know if that's like a major issue.
That's a Lamar Jackson issue. Did you see Lamar Jackson yesterday?
No.
Said he dropped some weight this offseason. He said, because when he watched himself last year, he said, I thought I looked fat. Lamar Jackson, of all people, who people were like, that dude's too skinny, he's going to break down. Lamar Jackson says, when I was watching tape, I looked fat.
Oh.
So I lost some weight this offseason.
So frustrated over the forced abstinence, he filed for divorce, but walked back the lawsuit after she promised to work on the relationship. He even registered their home in her name. Dang, just to keep her. Man,
she got you, bro.
Yeah.
She got you.
But she reverted back to her blocking ways shortly after, charging him. What money amount do you think she charged him, Peyton, per encounter?
$78.45.
That's an oddly specific number. Bobby?
Or
have you read the story?
I've read the story, but here's the thing that I need to know: is this in Taiwan currency or USD?
I don't. It's.
I think this is Taiwan, because that would be what the report is.
Yeah.
And
was
so
that yen?
If it's no, it's the Taiwan dollar or whatever it is.
Oh.
I looked it up last night. $15 chop is the number right there. That's 48 cents. U.S. dollars.
Interesting.
I'd pay 48 cents.
I would pay 48 cents, too.
Oh, no. Bro, I was just talking about how much I miss Coke machines for 50 cents. You're telling me I get to pocket two pennies and get something better than a Pepsi?
This is not the first time someone's opposed for a pay-for-play policy, an NIL deal on the other partner. In 2014, another woman in Taiwan charged her truck driver husband $60, as well as meals and chats on the base that he didn't contribute enough money to the family. This is amazing.
Damn.
This is amazing.
What is she doing there, though? Look, because that's like the whole, in order to get this job, you got to have experience. Well, how do I get experience unless you give me the job?
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're upset that he's not making enough money, how do you expect that, like, having him churn out cash every time and take you on dates is all of a sudden going to make him more rich?
How do you get a part in a movie? You got to have an agent. How do you get an agent? You got to have a part in a movie.
Exactly.
It's a circle of life. According to divorce attorneys, the two reasons, the two main reasons couple get divorced are money problems and issues in the boudoir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to his entire. I'm not saying the three letter word. I'm trying to use different words.
Oh, and so, yeah, I could tell. I was reading along with it, and I saw you substituting.
Just substituting all kinds of words. All
right. Usually you say the word, but you say it in a certain way. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be fun. I'm just trying to be different, right? I'm not saying it today. I'm not saying it.
Sure.
So how much do you charge? How much is McKenzie charging Peyton?
Ooh. How much is he willing to pay?
How much is she going to charge? And how much are you willing to pay?
Well, let's see. So if I pay $100, that's about $50 per minute here is what we're getting. So
we break it down that way. Yeah.
He breaks it down to a per minute.
How much am I charging?
Or no, how much would she charge you?
And how much
you'd be willing to pay?
You know what? She wouldn't charge a thing.
Peyton, you're not.
Take that.
You're play along.
Peyton, imagine things get to a point where she's like, I'm going to charge you.
All right. $95. Less than $100.
A session?
Yes.
You would pay $95?
Or she would charge $95. I didn't say I'd pay it.
Whoa.
Sooner or later, you're going to pay it.
What would you pay then?
$95.
That's why they're meant to be. Yeah. They view cost-benefit analysis the same way.
Man.
All right, RJ, your turn. Come on, let's go around the room.
$95. I mean, that's... I don't want to start a precedent here. That's the problem. That's 5 a week. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. That's a mortgage payment. That's what you're paying to rent your house. Is that money? Boy, I don't know. I would say, because you get into doing it too many times and it's going to get costly.
It is.
It's going to get costly. So let's see. I'm trying to do some math here. I think I would go as high as, I mean, I would go higher. But I think the fair number would be $50, based on the amount of times that we engage.
$50, okay. Now, with this question,
that's probably a dollar.
Wait, that's what you would charge, or that's what you would be willing to pay?
She would charge less.
Come on, value yourself, Sarah.
she would charge like $3.
Peyton's out here trying to spend 95. You're charging less than $50.
Yeah, she would charge $3. Yeah, because if you do it like once a week, $95 is no problem. If you do it 5 times a week, that becomes quite costly. Quite costly.
It does. It does indeed. Now, what I want to know is, like, are there stipulations on this?
And by the way, when you purchase it, do you get it for the entire day? Like,
Do you get
a membership for the day?
Is it a day pass?
Yeah.
Ooh. Or is it like a...
individual instance.
Or is it like parking at DFW Airport, where it's like, it costs this much if you're in here for 20 minutes, it costs this much if you're in here for an hour. And then it's like...
By the way, I picked my mom up from the airport the other day. It was like, I was in there for 30 minutes tops, and it was like $8 or $5 or something. Like, what are we doing?
I would think it would be similar also to the DFW airport parking, where it's like, if you're in here for 0 to 8 minutes, it actually costs more than if you're in here for 8 to 30.
Can you do the Fantex? Like, can you do a monthly subscription?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, can I get Kristen Plus? Right? Like, yes. Can I bundle this? By the way, the answer to this is Kristen and I both have a tendency to Google things. Like, it's like, how much does this cost? I don't know. Google it. So, I mean, given what we talked about yesterday in the neighborhood watch. Or earlier in the neighborhood watch, where $150 for full service.
Yeah,
I think that we would both Google and we would see that number, and so we
come
be,
to a deal. It's a fair deal. So I think maybe
not just a deal.
$150. Yeah, I think $150 is fair. You know, that's fair. But I mean, as the Fantech says, I would just pay one of her relatives for cereal. That's what the Fantech says. That's what you gotta do.
No, she's much better looking than her sister. So
yeah. Saw this thing. So have you seen the astronauts that are trapped at the International Space Station?
No.
You have not seen this?
I have not seen this.
Okay, so these two astronauts...
I care about what happens on this Earth, not on Mars, okay?
Well, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams... So
those sound like How Young are Peyton Russell names.
It does. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams... went up on, went to the International Space Station. And so they were going to make the trip on this Boeing Starliner. Well, because it's a Boeing, it broke. And this 8-day trip that they're on, they believe they are going to be stranded up there at the International Space Station until 2025.
So they'll be back on Earth before... like Jim Harbaugh's suspension is over.
Yes, they'll be back on Earth. I don't know if they'll be back on Earth before the Boeing problems are solved, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, normally Boeing's issue is not keeping people in the air.
It's not.
That's not like, I think this is a success.
This is a success.
Figure out whatever happened here and apply that to your 737 MAX or whatever.
They are, this is amazing because like Boeing's taking this too literally. They're keeping them in the air too long now. It's just
like, oh, you want them in the air? Fine, we'll put them in the air.
Bet.
Put them in the air for 2 years.
This is something Bobby would do. This is Bobby's like, you know, you're going to call me out? You're going to say that? Oh, I will show you.
You want me to take two shots? I'll take four.
I'll take four. That's
you're complaining. All you guys do is bitch that we can't keep a plane in the air. Fine. I'll keep a whole damn spaceship up there for a year.
Yep. It's crazy. So they're saying now, and they announced that another little delay in bringing them home. They're looking more closely at an alternative plan utilizing SpaceX's Crew 9 mission. So using Elon Musk to come save the day. But who knows when that's going to happen, because Crew 9's return flight is not till February.
Ooh. By the way, 817, there's no air in space, Bobby. Boeing's still failing us. Yeah, I know, 817. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Oh, so they wouldn't be up in the air. They'd be up in space.
They're in the atmosphere. They're past the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. What it is. So
what's coming up in below the belt?
We got Brian Broaddus joining us again for his daily 840 segment, and he's done the research. He's dove in on these three defensive players that they signed. We're gonna find out if they got any players next in below the belt on the Fan.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Oh boy, we got real deal football today, RJ Choppy.
Oh, baby, do we?
Sort of, as close as you can get. Doesn't it feel like the joint practice is more of a football experience than the preseason game?
Like, yeah, because you're actually seeing the starters play.
And they get chippy, and they get a little angry, a little on edge, stuff like that. So we're actually going to get that today when the Los Angeles Rams and the Dallas Cowboys show up for a practice. Now, here's the question. Now that the Rams have been out there for a while, Chop, what do you think the split is in the stands, the fan split? It's not been the greatest showing for Cowboys fans out there yet.
Yeah, I wonder with this, because I have no frame of reference on right now on what the crowds are like week two. You know, other than the videos you can see. It's still during the day on a weekday. I would assume it's 60-40 Cowboys.
Okay. I think that might be... I think 60-40 would be a disappointment.
Why?
Because typically the Cowboys have run SoCal more than the Rams have. It's just this year, things might have changed a little bit.
Yeah.
We will get to more details on the Cowboys and Rams practice and get to Brian Broaddus here in just a moment.
He's here.
But before we do,
yeah.
Brian Broaddus is not here. He's in Oxnard. He's sitting on those tennis courts out there.
Nard.
So, Brian, you're going to miss the G-Bag Nation remote at Hurtado Barbecue today. But I wanted to be a good teammate, so I'm going to go up there at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to hang out for an hour. So I'll be there in your stead for the first hour. Not on the air, I don't think, but like just hanging out at least. And anybody who wants to go out there and see your G-Bag Nation teammates, 2 to 7 p.m. Central today at Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield, and then get one of those nice etched G-Bag Nation glasses, thanks to Stella Artois.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, and good morning to you both.
Morning.
The glasses are beautiful. Hurtado has great barbecue, and yeah, we're going to have a really good broadcast today because you guys mentioned we got the Rams practicing today. So the first 2 hours of the show, I'm going to be hanging out with the guys, and then I'm going to go away for a couple hours and then come back in the 6 o'clock hour and then recap this thing as we put a bow on it. So should be a fun-filled day of football talk. I'm sure we'll do a little Rangers talk and Olympic talk. That seems to be the direction our show's going these days.
Yeah, it's been good shows. I got to say, I'm genuinely, this is no fluff. I've genuinely been impressed with how you guys have handled the interaction of a big show while having one person remote. That can be a difficult thing sometimes.
We learned how to do this during that pandemic.
You figured it out.
Yes,
we did.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we got, I mean, the Zoom stuff, it wasn't perfect by any means, but I think folks are a little bit more accepting of, like, okay, they're trying. It's not perfect, but yeah, I mean, literally before, I'm sitting here listening to you guys do the segment before, and then Peyton goes 1 minute, and the thing then dropped. And so now I'm scrambling to get back online, Peyton working with me, and here we are. So yeah, it's not perfect, but it is doable. I love being out here. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. And we love having you out there, and that you'll have eyes on this Rams practice.
I will.
Before we get to that, I know you did a deep dive, a film study on the three guys that the Cowboys signed. You said, I'll be back with reports in hand for you on Thursday morning. Tell us who we have, and are any of these guys potential 53-man roster guys?
Yeah, the one guy, I mean, I don't want to just drone on and on and on about what these guys could do, but I was surprised that, to me, that the linebackers, that they went after a couple of linebackers. That surprised me. I kind of felt like that watching these practices, that these linebackers have done a good job from the top one to, you know, the last one in the room. But, you know, to go out and get Nick Virgil, a veteran guy, and then you go get Darius Harris, they're both kind of special teams guys in a way. You know, you have to go back, and especially with Harris, I mean, they don't play a lot of defensive snaps, and so you have to go back and watch special teams, you know, work with them. But, you know, the thing about with these guys, they do have experience with the staff, and you know, they can play special teams. If they're worried about, okay, do we have enough guys, you know, that we feel good about on teams, do we need a couple more veteran guys than maybe some younger guys, this might be the way they go. If you had to tell me which one might be a little bit better player if having to play more defensive snaps, I think Nick Virgil would be the guy. He's a guy that it kind of fits into the mold of what they're doing here with linebackers that can cover. And that's where I feel like that, you know, the run game stuff for him is good. He's not as fast nor as quick as what you would have with this group here. When you watch these linebackers play at camp, they really run to the ball. And Nick is more of a see it and go guy, but it's not going to be with the burst or that quickness. But he's a really good tackler. And as I mentioned, he played in all the special teams. Harris is a big guy. And, you know, his ability is more straight ahead than it is lateral quickness and things like that. I think the straight ahead speed is really, really good. And, you know, he's a guy I mentioned that plays on all the teams. The quickness is good. And, you know, but when you watch him play, and especially on special teams, he tends to hold. So when a guy is always that grabby, it kind of tells you that maybe.
Oh, no.
It makes you say. Like, I mean, that's the Cowboys. No, they're going, like, no. If we just signed a guy that's going to be prone to penalties, you're not going to say that, Brian. I think Chris Beam went over there and was just trying to protect the Cowboys from having to get out that Darius Harris is a little grabby. And they went, pull the plug on this. We're not having
not
this.
A fan.
They so
not a
fan. That's what they were doing. We do have Cowboys and Rams practice coming. I will say this about Darius Harris, by the way, who Brian was just talking about there from Kansas City. I do wonder, he mentions that Nick Virgil is more of a coverage linebacker, falls more in line with what they want to do. Harris is a guy who has some pass rush ability, in my opinion. And so I wonder if, Chop, he's a 6'2", 240 guy with 34.5-inch arms, which for reference, I think Mike is 31 5/8 or something. He's a little shorter.
Mike is the same height, right?
Or Mike is the same height, and so you've got then Darius Harris, who has longer arms than even Micah, at like by 3 inches, even though they're about the same height. DeMarcus Lawrence, for instance, who's a
like DeMarcus Ware had super long arms.
Well, DeMarcus Lawrence, his arms are about a half inch to an inch shorter than Darius Harris, who's a 6'2" linebacker. So there's a lot of length there. There's a lot of flexibility. There's a lot of bend. I think Harris might be, the plan with him might be not just special teams, but, hey, maybe they have some sort of a vision for situational pass rush if he has to take defensive snaps. And so I think that that's part of where his fit might be for them is just with that. Now, we do have a list. You know what I've said? Everybody loves lists.
By the way, you said that you liked the joint practices more than the preseason games, right?
Yes, 100%.
I wonder what a guy like Broadus, who's been in the league for so long, if he likes these joint practices a lot, or like, because they get chippy.
Yeah, but don't you like that? I mean, McCarthy doesn't.
I mean, is there a danger to it? Let me ask you, is there a danger to them? Like, do you risk them getting hurt more in these with some stupid, unnecessary fight or cheap shot than you would in a preseason game?
Maybe. I've got a little bit of the opinion that football's football.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I don't know. We can get Brian Broaddus's thoughts on it here. Brian, the joint practices.
Yes.
In your opinion, as somebody who's been around the league, do you view them as way more beneficial than a normal practice? Or do you look at yourself as like, hey, some of the juice and the intensity we can get there, it opens you up to potentially some recklessness? Like Mike McCarthy has talked about this week that, hey, I don't want to see any fights out there.
I'm not going to see my starters play on Sunday.
Right.
So this is a really good opportunity for me to see my son. I would play joint practices before I play preseason games if it was me.
Okay.
Just because you can control the tempo of the practice and you can control your quarterback not getting hit. And, you know, you can control a lot of things. Yeah, the chippiness comes from, I think what happens is you have to have two coaches. Like when Jeff Fisher brought his team in here, Jeff Fisher's kind of a thug coach, you know?
And yeah, so, Jeff sucked.
And so what happens is he's always going to try and show how big his thing is, you know, that kind of thing. So when you practice against him, it's always going to be a fight. And so, if, you know, you got to lay out ground rules. This is not something you talk about the day before. This is something you've talked about weeks in advance. That, like, listen, we're interested in working with you, but, you know, this is how we play. Like, the Cowboys here, when they practice, they go one versus ones. Well, maybe the Rams don't do that. Maybe the Rams go, maybe their twos go against their ones. You know, so you got to kind of have to agree, like, are we going best offense on best defense? How are we going to play this out? You got to kind of script out. See, two fields will be working. And so you might have ones and twos on one field and then threes and fours on the other, you know, and then kind of, but you're always going to be, it's just, you know, how you practice. Do you do 9-on-7 run periods? Do you do 7-on-7 pass periods? Do you do 1-on-1 pass rush? You know, there's a lot of things that they have to kind of work through before they can get out here and practice. But I really do like it just from the aspect of I'm not going to see my starters play on Sunday. This is a good opportunity for them to get some work.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions and Giants had a fight. I mean, you could have seen that coming from a mile away. Those coaches are kind of meatheads. Like, you could see that, right?
Yeah, you've got one team trying to establish something, you know, with – not established. The Lions have already clearly established who they are. And the Giants we've seen are kind of a team in turmoil, and they've got a coach that's on a, you know, that's struggling to keep his job. They got a quarterback that nobody really likes. You know, there's a lot of things, and a lot has to do with the way the practice. If you practice against a team and it's extremely hot outside, people get irritable when it's hot. I mean, you guys are living it right now. People get mad, and you know, you feel like that you kind of got wronged, and then you're going to take a shot, and the next thing you know, everybody's going to get in a fight. And that part of it, I mean, that part of it, I could do without.
All right, Brian, we're running out of time. I know Choppy still wants one, so just a name for me. When you're out at this practice today, give me the name of the guy that you're really going to be locked in on watching how he practices today.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that Guyton gets the opportunity to practice at left tackle. You know, that's something to me. I'd like to see him against some different competition. He's kind of been working his way back in from his illness right here. I'm interested to see these wide receivers from the Cowboys and how they all have lined up. Since CeeDee Lamb has not been here, though, these guys have shown up pretty well when you start to talk about Tolbert and Cooks. And then also, in Brooks as well. I'm interested to see how, like, a guy like Jalen Cropper, I think they really are looking to see if they're going to carry six receivers. The numbers might not allow it, but there's a lot of guys that have shown up at this camp that need one of those days where, like, okay, I see how you're working against us. I'd like to see you work against some others. Yeah. And that's where, you know, that's where you got to keep your head on the swivel right there.
Brought us super quick because the Rangers are going to the White House today. When you won the Super Bowl with Green Bay, was that a thing? Did you go?
I did not make that trip. And matter of fact, we did go to that trip, and there was a lot of players that didn't want to go on that trip. Bill Clinton was the president at the time. And I remember Mark Chmura was one of those guys that spoke out pretty handily about it. But, yeah, I did meet Bill Clinton, though, when he came on a campaign stop through Wisconsin. He came and visited us at Lambeau Field. So, yeah, that was my besides sitting behind George Bush at the World Series, I sat behind him, and then Chief spilled a vodka tonic or vodka soda on his Secret Service guy when he was it was two strikes, and he's like, stand up, everybody, let's go. You know, he was, like, cheering and was spilling drinks on George Bush's Secret Service detail. Yeah.
Thank you, Broadus. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you. Bye.
Brian Broadus for in the middle of B-Low.
B-Belt.
Joining us every day this week at 8:40. We'll talk to Jared Sandler from the White House, maybe the Lincoln bedroom, next to the Fans.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.